Good morning. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Colorado has now issued more than a dozen disaster emergency declarations due to the fires this summer. Lieutenant Governor Diane Primavera issued the most recent declaration earlier this week for a cluster of fires in Las Animas County. There are now nearly 800 people in the field fighting the state's seven largest fires. That is down from thousands earlier this summer. A new exhibit celebrating the people and places of Colorado for its 150th birthday is now on display at the Museum of Outdoor Arts in Greenwood Village. Viewfinders features 120 photos by 9 photographers. Museum President and Executive Director Cynthia Madden-Leitner says the show includes everything from a historical photo of the Arapaho tribe to musicians at Fiddler's Green.
And I think they're a lot of fun, a lot of color, a lot of fun.
The free exhibit, which also includes displays of historic cameras, will remain up until October 23rd. A yearly report on the lives of Colorado's kids shows some stark numbers. According to Colorado's Children's Campaign, 1 in 9 Colorado children experience poverty. The research says that the majority of kids live with at least one working adult, but still face economic hardships. The study says a quarter of Colorado's kids, for instance, meet the federal threshold for free lunches. On the other hand, the study shows youth mental health is improving, and the teen suicide rate has dropped dramatically. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.